Thank you, Jerry. And we throw the phone lines open. And for the first time since April the 4th, we get to have a Blue Jays talk about a first-place team. The Jays were in first place in the AL East when they woke up on April 5th. But after that game, when we have Blue Jays talk, they weren't anymore. And now they are once again. The Blue Jays have picked up 6 games in the standings on the Baltimore Orioles in this month of July. They hit the 2/3 pole of the season at 59-45 on pace for 87 wins despite the slow start to the year. The Jays are in first place in the American League East by half a game. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance 1-888-666-0590. A 7-run fifth inning highlighted by a home run by Devin Travis, 2-run doubles by Russ Martin and Kevin Pillar, and an RBI double by Edwin Encarnacion, pushing the Blue Jays to this easy win. And they can sweep away the Orioles with a victory behind Aaron Sanchez tomorrow. It's a Junior Jays Saturday, so the kids are running the bases. But first, the Blue Jays kids are running the bases. And Taz Tulowitzki right now is making his way up the first baseline right behind his dad. And it's a good day. Graham in Etobicoke, you're going to be the leadoff man. Welcome to First Place Blue Jays Talk.
Well, since I am the leadoff man, how are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing all right, thank you very much.
Awesome. It's an awesome day to be a Jays fan and a big woohoo because we're now in first place. I got a couple of quick questions. I just need you to clarify something for me, if you could.
Sure.
With Aaron Sanchez going to the bullpen and hopefully the Jays do make the playoffs, what's the logic that he can't make a start in the playoffs? Is it just a mental thing and a physical thing that it's a total different psyche when you are in the bullpen? He's not in a standard rotation sort of thing for a soft throw on the side and so forth?
It's a matter of being built up. Once you start pitching out of the bullpen, you're no longer stretched out and built up, and you can't go from 17 pitches to 110.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And the follow-up, again, with Aaron going to the bullpen, does this diminish his chances? And I know not early days of the season, but for the Cy Young, like with him going, does that sort of detract from him?
Aaron Sanchez will not win the Cy Young Award if he goes to the bullpen.
Yeah, just because of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Going to the bullpen. Okay. One final comment about...
Which is not to say he would be winning the Cy Young Award anyway, right? Again...
Yeah, I know. I'm just... I guess there was a little buzz online that he's doing so well with ERA and so on and so forth. It does start up this time of year for a Cy consideration, I would at least think. But with him going to the bullpen, it's a non-starter.
Right.
And just a caller yesterday brought up the reason Toronto hasn't had a Major League Baseball All-Star game in over 20-plus years. What are the criteria for a city to get an All-Star game? Is it incumbent on the president of the organization to make a presentation to Major League Baseball and so on and so forth, or is it...
I don't think it's so formally like an Olympic bid or anything like that. I honestly don't know what the process is, and I don't believe there are specific criteria that are set out for a team to host an All-Star game. I think it's generally Major League Baseball rewards a city for building a new stadium or something like that, I really don't know how it works, how they decide when to ask in other situations like that, and how Major League Baseball decides when it's time. But, it's been 25 years since the Blue Jays have hosted an All-Star game, and there are 30 teams in the major leagues, so you would think we're coming up on time to have another one.
And I agree. I'm just saying, because as you've said, some teams have had it twice since we've had it once. And I'm a bit of a homer here. We are a world-class city, and, hey, you know, why not? Why not Toronto? So, anyway,
We'll see. I'm with you.
Thank you, Graham. Comments, Mike. Have a great day.
Bye. Appreciate the call. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles 9-1 to move into first place in the American League East. So the first caller wants to talk about Aaron Sanchez and the All-Star game. That's okay. That's okay. They may not be in first place after the game tomorrow. Baltimore wins. But so far, so good for the Blue Jays in this series. Leonard is in Brantford. Hey, Leonard.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to ask you, with regards to this season's edition of the Jays, would you classify them more towards the 92-93 or the 85-91 teams that would get to the playoffs? So are they in between, or we'll just want to know what your take is.
I think they're their own team. I think that, you know, this is an incredibly talented team.
Yeah.
The 85 team was a young group, and making its, you know, sort of finally ready to be in the playoffs. They fell short in 83 because they didn't have a good bullpen. They fell short in 84 because the Tigers just blew everybody away. But it was a, you know, team that had developed and had been knocking on the door of the playoffs for a while.
So
this is certainly not a team like that. And 92 and 93, I mean, they won the World Series, so it's difficult to compare them to those teams until you see what happens down the line. But what I can say about this team is that it compares well to the 2015 team, except it's got much better starting pitching. It's a team that just knocks a ball all over the field, plays great defense, and pitches really well.
As far as the competition goes, how would you rate the competition against them? Like,
the competition is not as good as they are.
No, you see, okay, so you think they're in good shape going into the playoffs then, as far as winning a best of seven and a best of five series?
No, because who knows what, you know, what wins you a season's worth of games over 162 has almost no resemblance to what wins you a best of five or best of seven playoff series. I think that the Blue Jays are an excellent team. I think they're the best team in the division, and certainly have a case to be made to being the best team in the league, and that doesn't mean anything once you get to the playoffs.
Also, what about home field advantage? Is it that imperative that they should get home field throughout the AL playoffs? Because it might make a difference, do you think?
No.
No?
Same as last year. Last year, people went nuts about home field advantage because the Blue Jays rested their regulars over the final five games of the season and went 1-4 after they clinched the division, so they didn't finish with the best record in the league. And no, home field advantage doesn't mean that much. It doesn't mean enough to like wear your guys out and push hard once you've already secured a division title for a game that you may never get to play.
Yeah. Also, do you think that would have made a difference though in the Kansas City series if they had the home field? Well, I guess we can never know, but.
No, we'll never know.
Yeah.
They went 2-1 at home, right? And 0-3 in Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah. So if they had had home field advantage and gone 2-1 at home and 0-3 in Kansas City, it would have just been in a different order, and they would have lost the series anyway.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. All righty then. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, Leonard. Appreciate the call. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles up, beat them 9-1 to move into sole possession of first place in the American League East. Blue Jays talk continues. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network. And the first pitch to Russ is hit deep to right field. Back goes Strumbo. It's over his head, and it's off the wall. Edwin Encarnacion in to score. Right behind him is Saunders. Tulo holds at third. It's a two-run double for Russell Martin. And it's 5-1 Blue Jays. The Jays trailed 1-0 going into that bottom of the fifth inning. Kevin Pillar would hit his first of two two-run doubles a couple of batters later. A 7-run fifth inning. And the Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 9-1 to move into sole possession of first place in the American League East. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. We're taking your calls, but before we take another one, let's hear from the skipper. Here's what John Gibbons had to say in the wake of today's 9-1 win.
Gibby, did you just get the feeling that the way Hap was going, that at some point your offense was going to break through and give him that run support he needed?
Well, you hope. You know, Gallardo's always been tough on us. I mean, you go back to last year in Texas, things like that. I mean, because he can pitch. You know, he's got a great idea what he's doing, and you figure they get to their bullpen, and that's when it gets really tough because there's not a better bullpen in baseball, you know. So, you know, fortunately we cracked through there and then opened it up. So, but you know, Hap, I mean, I don't think you can say enough good things, not only today but what he's been doing all year. You know, so he was really a dominating outing.
John Travis sort of broke it open with that home run there in the fifth inning. Do you see him doing more and more of that this year, like he did early last season, and sort of being the spark plug for this team in a lot of ways?
Well, yeah, I think Buff. I think that's the kind of player he is, and you know, he's got a little more power than people think. You know, we saw that last year, especially before his injury. I think he was leading our team in home runs and RBIs, things like that. So, yeah, it's in there. I mean, he's not a big guy, but he's power packed. He's a good hitter. I mean, he's got a great eye at the plate, and you know, he's got that short swing. And he throws line drives all over the place. You know, and if he catches one right, he's got some surprising power.
John, I know there's 2 months left in the season, but today with the crowd, the opponent taking over first place, did it bring back any memories of 2015?
No, but you're exactly right. It's 2 months left.
And it was an 8-run lead and eighth inning and everything, but is everything okay with Josh? Is he still favoring
calf? Yeah, it was hamstring tightened up on him. You know, he was legging out that hit. So I don't think it's a big deal.
John, Cecil had a short but important impact today, I guess. Can you just talk about how important it is to for him to round back into form, and if you're seeing that from him?
Yeah, Rosie, I mean, we need him. He's, you know, you look back what he did last year, and last year's over with, but, you know, there wasn't a better reliever in baseball the last 3 months of the season. You know, coming into this year, I mean, he was a vital go-to guy for us, and, you know, he's had his ups and downs, and then he was out a while with the injuries, and, you know, we're starting to see signs of it, you know, returning, because, I mean, he's very valuable to us, not only just to get, you know, so many good left-handed hitters in our league, not only to get those guys, but he's got to get righties, too, and, yeah, little by little, you're starting to see good signs at him.
Perhaps the prime point of separation between you guys and the Orioles is the difference in your starting rotations. I mean, the ERA is a run and change different at this point. Over the course of 162 games, having a big divergence in quality of starting pitching, how does that impact a couple teams in a pennant race?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, Kansas City won the World Series riding the strength of a bullpen, you know, and you know, I mean, you look over there, you know, Tillman's one of the better pitchers in baseball. Gallardo's always given us fits. You know, Gosman's on his way to be a hell of a pitcher in his league. So, they got a lot of weapons over there. And then when you get, like I said earlier, their bullpen's as good as anybody. So, and who knows? And you know what they do is they slug it. They score runs. And that covers them until they get late in the game. So, you know, it's hard to say. You know, probably in the few years ago and going way back, I think everything was always built around starting rotations. Now, in a lot of ways, the philosophy's changed in baseball when you're forced to do it that way. And, you know, nobody has a better bullpen, and they do.
There's John Gibbons, manager of the first place Toronto Blue Jays. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance 1-888-666-0590. We'll let the network go at the bottom of the hour, and then take your calls all the way to 5 o'clock. The Blue Jays move into first with a 9-1 win over the Baltimore Orioles. They're a half game clear. Post game is brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It's a Sportsnet Radio Network.
No one does the Blue Jays like us, because no one else can. Home of Toronto Blue Jays baseball, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
The quickest way from point A to point B can now be the most exhilarating. Give your summer journey the drive it deserves with a brand new Acura. For a limited time, receive up to a $4,500 cash rebate on select Acura models. There's never been a better time to hit the road. Visit AcuraGTA.ca or your local dealer for details. Acura. Precision. Crafted. Performance.
You can double up a recipe, double up with a roommate, even double up with laughter. None of that compares with being able to double up on cashback rewards for your everyday purchases. Right now, get 2% cashback with a BMO Cashback MasterCard. No annual fee, no caps, and no complicated tiers. Want to earn cash back twice as fast? Do a double take. Get your BMO Cashback MasterCard today. Visit BMO.com/double for details. BMO, we're here to help. Terms and conditions apply.
As drivers, we know it's important to stay alert. But there are moments when we can briefly lose focus. As I was saying, when you start drifting out of your detected lane, you'll be thankful you drive a 2016 Mazda CX-5 with available iActive Sense, a suite of safety technology that's designed to alert you to a variety of potential hazards. To learn more, visit your Mazda dealer or Mazda.ca. Mazda reminds you to always drive alert, because driving matters.
Every Encarnacion home run makes you hungry for chicken wings. Let's hope you can eat a lot of chicken wings. This is Blue Jays Baseball on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Well, that's going to do it for us as far as the network is concerned. The kids continue to run the bases here at Rogers Center. The Blue Jays are in first place in the American League East, all by themselves, half a game ahead of the Baltimore Orioles as a result of today's 9-1 win. Jay Happ goes 7 innings plus a batter, gives up a run on 3 hits, and the Blue Jays score 7 runs in the 5th. Starts with a home run by Devin Travis, ends with a 2-run double by Kevin Pillar. In between, a 2-run double by Russ Martin, RBI double by Edwin Encarnacion, and a bases-loaded walk to Troy Tulowitzki. In order to stay in first place, the Blue Jays are going to have to sweep away these Baltimore Orioles, and they will get to that tomorrow with Aaron Sanchez on the mound against Chris Tillman. We're on the air at 12:30 p.m. Eastern for a 107 first pitch. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Ryan Clark, and Mark Boffo, I'm Mike Wilner. Blue Jays Talk continues. Full count now on Devin Travis, fighting back from the 0-2, and he hits that ball deep to left field. Back goes Reimold. He looks up. It's gone! That was going to go. I thought it was going to be a double off the wall for Devin Travis, but it snuck out over the video board in left center field and tied the game 1-1. At that point, we were thinking, wow, is Yovani Gallardo's spell over the Blue Jays, is it going to continue to hold? And the answer was no. Devin Travis homered, and the next 6 Blue Jays all reached and all scored in a 7-run bottom of the 5th inning. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles by a score of 9-1 to move back into sole possession of first place in the American League East. They haven't been there since the 3rd day of the season. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk, and we're taking your calls at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays hit the 2/3 pole of the season today. Well, not the 2/3 mark of the season. There is exactly 1/3 of a season of baseball left. The Jays are currently on pace for 87 wins. And it means you can just do math now to figure out what everyone's on pace for. Edwin Encarnacion is on pace to hit 42 home runs. And he's on pace to drive in 132. Is that right? No, that's not right. Yeah, it is. 132. That's pretty impressive. Josh Donaldson is on pace to hit 37.5 home runs and drive in 111. Jay Happ is on pace for 21 wins. This is a really good baseball team. Let's talk about it. Randy is in Toronto. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Go ahead.
When I got up this morning and saw that lineup, I said, wow,
You know, that's the best lineup that we've seen in Toronto in 25 years. And I was lucky enough to be going to the game today. And, you know, going into a big game like this, I haven't felt that comfortable since the World Series teams. I know we're only two-thirds of the way through the season, but what I want to talk about is the trade deadline. And I know that everyone's beat it to death, but, you know, this is a generational team. And there are a couple reasons that we should clear out the cupboard to try and make a run for it. And a bunch of them I've heard before, and one I think hopefully is a bit original. The ones that I've heard is, you know, one, great team. Toronto deserves it. The players deserve it. And you play for today. You don't get these chances very often. The other about protecting prospects, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this. Let's, for the purpose of this argument, view Sanchez as a prospect. He's going into the bullpen. We've all kicked that to death. So let's consider him a prospect. The best way to protect him and put him in the bullpen are trade a whole bunch of lesser prospects and get a great pitcher to finish the season for us.
Yeah, but there isn't one out there.
And, you know, to me, whether we clean out the cupboard now, it's a great time to do it. As you said earlier, this is a great team. There's money around. We have prospects. We should do whatever we can to win. I'd like to hear what you think about that.
Well, see, here's the problem. The problem is that there isn't a great pitcher out there to get for the Blue Jays. There's no David Price this year. You know, you're looking at the maybe Chris Sale moves, but the Blue Jays can't put a package together for Sale without giving up Sanchez, probably. Maybe you can get a Hector Santiago or a Matt Shoemaker or a Jeremy Hellickson. But there's no David Price. So there's nobody to sell the farm for that starting pitcher. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I agree with you that, you know, just like last year, this is a go-for-it year, and damn the torpedoes and all that stuff, right? I think
we're ahead of last year. I think this is we've got a way better start than we had last year.
No question.
It's, you know, the Yankees, the Red Sox would bet the farm on this team. And we should too.
Yeah,
I agree with you. There's no one
right.
There's no one obvious, but we should get the best that's out there. And we shouldn't leave it to Boston to pick them up or the Orioles or some other team, because this is our year. But that's really as a fan, I think, you know, and I was there today. It was fantastic. I know we're only two-thirds through, and we're probably getting excited too early, but boy, oh boy, it was fun.
There's nothing wrong with getting excited. Nothing wrong at all.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, and I have to issue a mea culpa here. I've been saying that the Blue Jays hit the two-thirds pole. For some reason, I had it in my head that it was 104 games that was two-thirds, but it's not. It's 108 games that's two-thirds. So the Blue Jays will hit the two-thirds mark on Wednesday after they play Wednesday's game in Houston against the Astros. So forget everything I said about paces and doing math and all that stuff. Apologize for that. I believe that when you're a good team and that you're in position to do special things, you should do everything you can, because you never know when you're going to be back in a position like this. That said, I'm not trading Aaron Sanchez for Chris Sale right now. I'm not trading Marcus Stroman and my three best prospects for Chris Sale either, and I don't know if that even gets him. I think the Blue Jays are going to add a starting pitcher, but it's going to be one who kind of fits more into the middle of a rotation than to the top, just because that's what's available, and that's really what they need. They need depth in starting pitching. It's something they don't have, and it really is the only thing that this team needs. Rick's in Waterloo. Rick, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for
calling. Great win today. I think this Blue Jay team this year is
think they're going to take the East. They really do. With the Orioles pitching, if they don't make a move, with the Red Sox inconsistency, I think the Blue Jays take it. I just have a question. Rich Hill was placed on the 15-day deal today. I heard Gibby earlier in the week saying how Blue Jays were in discussions for him.
Yep.
Does he end up coming here, or do you think the A's just stamp out and not trade him away?
I don't know. I mean, it's such a hard call on Rich Hill. And first of all, there are lots of teams who are interested in Rich Hill, not just the Blue
right.
Jays. But the health issue is a big one. And the question is, if you trade for Rich Hill, are you potentially getting a guy who isn't going to be able to pitch for you? He's on the DL now with a blister problem. He's made three starts since the end of May because of this blister, and one of them he didn't even finish the first batter he faced.
Five pitches.
Yeah, it's a real issue. And so am I giving up the equivalent of a first-round pick plus a little something in order to get a guy who might not pitch for me? That's the scary thing. Oakland, if they hold on to Rich Hill, at least will qualify him in the offseason, and if he leaves, get a draft pick. But if he gets traded, then there's no draft pick compensation for him leaving, and you could potentially be trading a serious asset for someone who can't pitch. So I really wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder too. I mean, 36 years old, he's looked good when he's been on the mound, but, I mean, the groin strain, the blister, it's not looking good. So I think Blue Jays should definitely be wary, as other teams are. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you. And I think everybody is wary, and thank you for saying wary and not weary. I appreciate that more than you could possibly know about Rich Hill, but we shall see. I mean, what if you get him and he's fine by the end of August and he pitches great in September and into the playoffs? When Rich Hill's been healthy enough to pitch, he's been fantastic. The question, and you know, maybe Blue Jays fans... Maybe Blue Jays fans, more than anybody else, are aware of what sort of issue a blister problem can be because we went through Al Leiter, who it feels like spent 6 years on the disabled list, 4 years on the disabled list, because of blister problems. Peter is in Toronto. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Mike.
Welcome aboard.
I want to talk about pitching, too, but before I get to that, I just wanted to say what a great game it was today, and the thing that really impressed me was the depth of the batting order. The Blue Jays batting is, you know, we're not just counting on the first three guys. We've got big batters all the way through the list. And I was going to say, great call of the fifth inning. That must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Innings like that don't come around very often,
yeah.
But they are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
especially after last night, because last night, the fifth and sixth, there wasn't even a single base runner.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you get the fifth and the sixth, and, you know, so that's two out of nine. When you hit a winner today.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Anyway, I want to talk about pitching, too. I agree with you. It's likely there'll be a trade for a starting pitcher that will allow Sanchez to go into the bullpen, which I think is right. That's the right thing to do. But I want to talk about Marco Estrada and about his health problems. It's happened twice. It happened at the beginning of the season, and then once again when he was swinging a bat. I guess he wrenched his back.
Yep.
And I'm concerned that he would maybe have that happen again. If it's happened once, it might happen again. And the team might consider doing something to minimize the risk of that. Take precautions.
How do you do that?
Well, you maybe have Drew Hutchison pitch for him in the Rogers Center, because Hutchison's got a good record in the Rogers Center.
And also, last year he did. The year before he didn't.
Well, he pitched once there this year, I think at least once.
Twice.
And he's done pretty well, I think. And
he didn't pitch really well either time. I mean, the results were good, but he didn't look especially good.
Well,
Marco Estrada is the best pitcher on this staff.
I know,
but
if the back problem comes back, he might not be available for postseason.
Right, but what about, why would pitching him only on the road, I don't know if you have a bad back or not. I'm very familiar with bad backs. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If you're well enough to work, and remember, too, that Marco Estrada is getting treatment every day, chiropractor and massage and who knows what else. He's had a cortisone shot already. They're all over it all the time. I know that, you know, I've said many times on this show that that normal humans like us can't draw on their real life experiences to compare to what's going on with Major League Baseball players. But I will say this, that I was at the Blue Jays fantasy camp last winter, which is an excellent experience and everyone should go. And Roberto Alomar is going to run it this year. But I was there last year and I threw my back out the first day. And normally in my regular life, that would have knocked me out of any sort of athletic activity at all for 2 or 3 weeks. And the Blue Jays training staff had me, an out-of-shape old guy in his mid-40s, had me back on the field in a day and a half. So they're working on Marco Estrada nonstop and doing whatever they can to alleviate the issue. But if you've got a bad back, you've got a bad back. It could go potentially at any time.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad to get your input. Keep up the good work. I got to tell you, listening to baseball on the radio is the best. It's the best way to catch a game, and apart from being down at Rogers.
I'm with you.
Okay.
And even when you're down at Rogers Center, you should bring your radio and listen to us anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate the call. Blue Jays win 9-1. The Blue Jays are in first place in the American League East all by themselves. It's amazing. And I'm trying so hard not to talk about all the stuff that was called in on this show in April and May. But it's not even the 1st of August. We're not even two-thirds of the way through the season. And here the Blue Jays are in first place. Jordan is in Barrie. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
Good. First, I just want to say, long-time listener, first-time caller, my best friend James got me into your show.
All right, cool.
You love it.
Thanks, James.
You know, first place, absolutely. Congratulations to Blue Jays. It's only half a game, but it's half a game. Like, that's huge in baseball. And my big question is, do you think that Baltimore is the biggest threat to the AL East crown for the Toronto Blue Jays? I mean, the starters haven't been the best when they've been pitching at the Rogers Center. They have like a tune of like almost a 10 ERA. Only one quality start in all the games that they've had at the Rogers Center for the Baltimore starters. And that was back in June. Do you really think that Baltimore has what it takes to, you know, either route out the rest of their schedule or go head-to-head with the Blue Jays and actually take a run at the AL East crown?
Well, I mean, they were in first place until like 15 minutes ago, right? So I don't want to be too harsh on the Baltimore Orioles, but the Baltimore Orioles starting pitching ERA for the season is 5.02, which is terrible. Now, people are complaining about R.A. Dickey. R.A. Dickey's ERA is better than the Baltimore Orioles starting rotation by half a run. It's very difficult for me to imagine the Orioles hanging in this thing for the next 2 months. I think the Boston Red Sox are the biggest threat to the Blue Jays in the AL East, but I also think that the Blue Jays are the best team in the AL East. So I think that the Blue Jays are the biggest threat to everybody.
Absolutely. I think they have what it takes to win the division this year. Moving outside of the AL East, who's the biggest threat that you have that you see, you know, overall in baseball? I mean, the Nationals have been making some moves. They're not the best team in baseball right now, but they got Mellon Cohen today. You know, teams have been making moves all around the league that are just trying to put themselves almost to what the Blue Jays did last year and kind of put themselves over that top tier of winning games. So who do you see as the biggest threat outside of the AL East?
I don't think it matters because I'm going to say this many, 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 many times over, I think the playoffs are a complete and utter crapshoot. Once you get past the wild card game, when you're down to the final eight teams, the ALDS both leagues, the Division Series, the Championship Series, and the World Series, best of fives, best of sevens, show you nothing about which team is better. It's just about which team is hotter. So it really doesn't matter. Once you get into the playoffs, after the wild card game is over, everybody that's left standing has a 1-in-8 chance of winning the World Series.
And I just have one more question. With the deadline coming up, yeah, I don't know if you see any of them getting moved at all, but if you do see one of the four outfielders getting moved, do you see them getting moved for anything other than a starting pitcher?
Any of the outfielders, like you mean Bautista, Pilar, Saunders, Upton?
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
No, all right.
No. No, I will be floored if a significant player off the major league roster is traded. I think I'm very comfortable saying there is almost no chance that a major league roster player will be moved in any trade.
That's how I feel at all. And I feel almost stupid with everybody making like the Nationals, you know, talks with Bautista there, because I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not.
No.
No. It's not.
All right, and yes.
All right.
That's pretty much everything I had to ask. So
thanks, Jordan. I appreciate the call. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your new listenership to Blue Jays Talk. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles 9-1 to move back into sole possession of first place in the AL East, first time since they woke up on April 5th. Chris is in St. Catharines. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Good. Congratulations to the Jays coming in first place. I love it. Long-time Jays fan, and love listening to the show after the game. I just wanted to make a comment. Somebody was talking about yesterday after the game. They were talking to you and making a comment about R.A. Dickey pitching better indoors versus outdoors. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, I do.
I think that you were bang on. I had this debate with my dad as we banter back and forth about the Blue Jays, and we have been for years. R.A. Dickey was clearly better last year indoors.
R.A. Dickey prefers to pitch indoors.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It showed with his record. It might not have showed exactly with his ERA, but wins versus losses, he was way better inside.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, though.
No. Yeah. My other comment was somebody talked about Sanchez and the Cy Young. It kind of made me think about Jay Happ. What are your feelings on Jay Happ being considered for the Cy Young Award?
It's too early, and I know everybody loves it when I say that. It's too early to talk about a Cy Young Award. You know, there's still 2 months of a season left. We don't just look at one loss record anymore, and Happ is now, I think, tied. Yeah, he's tied for the American League lead in wins with 14. He is ninth in the league in ERA. He's not, or he wasn't, in the top 10 in innings pitched going into today, and he's at 131, still not in the top 10 in innings pitched. Based on one loss record, absolutely, he's a Cy Young candidate. But I don't think right now he's really in the thick of that conversation. But again, two more months to play, and if Jay Happ winds up 21-4 with an ERA around 3, then absolutely we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think somebody else made a comment about Hutchinson coming in. I think that's a catastrophic mistake. He's been terrible in Buffalo too.
He has not. He's been fine. He's not great, but he's been fine. I think catastrophic is overstating it. More than slightly. Drew Hutchison belongs in a major league rotation. I mean, the Baltimore Orioles, he'd be their third starter for a second-place team in the Baltimore Orioles. But he's certainly not, I don't think, as strong as any of the five guys who are currently in this rotation.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But hardly catastrophic if they bring him. He's got a 3.26 ERA in Buffalo and a whip of 1.1. So he's actually pitching very, very well. I don't know where you got your information from, but
well, I've just seen a couple of his last starts have been rocky. He's picked up a lot.
Wow. Okay, but you have to look at more than just a couple of recent starts.
Fair enough.
Right, and his last two starts, he's given up 4 runs in 12 innings. I appreciate the call. I want to get to one more before we go. Blue Jays are in first place all by themselves, only by half a game, but they're in first place, and it's July 30th. Eddie is in Toronto. Eddie, you're going to be the last one. Make it good.
All right, then. I'm going to give it my best here. So I don't understand this, whole thing with Bats being the leadoff guy. I don't understand it. Maybe you can explain to me why. Now that Uppity is in the lineup of
Uppity? Really?
Well, they call him Uppity in San Diego, right? That was his nickname.
Oh, God. All right, well, I hope we never hear that again.
But Because, see, Bats is not a prototypical leadoff guy.
But just Melvin Upton Jr. is so far from being a prototypical leadoff guy.
Okay, well, you don't have to put him there.
Let
me make my point here. Because
sure.
I think Joey's talents are being wasted at leadoff. I mean, he's an RBI guy. This is a power hitter, and we have him up at leadoff. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why is Gibbons doing this when we have, okay, if not Uppity, then you take Pillar and put him at leadoff.
No.
I think his talents are being wasted.
Yeah, I think a leadoff man needs to get on base, and you've just mentioned the two worst guys on this team at getting on base, and you want them hitting more often than anybody else. Melvin Upton Jr., please no one ever call him that.
I got you calling him that, don't I?
No, it's horrible, and it's actually a little racist, but it's horrible. But anyway, you mentioned the two guys on the team who are the worst at getting on base, and you want them getting to bat more often than everybody else.
But Pillar is hitting the ball really well.
Yeah,
and,
right now.
Upton is... I haven't seen him play enough to know, but he's more like a Kenny Lofton. He looks more like
He's not. He's fast.
The physical stature.
It doesn't matter though. Physical stature doesn't mean anything. Kenny Lofton was unbelievable at getting on base. He would get on close to 40% of the time a lot of years. Upton has an on base percentage close to 300. It's terrible.
Are you saying that Joey is a leadoff hitter?
I'm saying he's certainly not a prototypical leadoff hitter, but he's a 21st century leadoff hitter, which is you put your best bats up top. You are wasting his power potential in one plate appearance. You're right. In one plate appearance, he's guaranteed to come up with nobody on base. But when a team has Donaldson and Encarnacion and Saunders and Tulowitzki, that's okay. Well, the best thing about having Jose Bautista leading off is that when the lineup turns over, he's the first one who comes up. When there are big spots late in games with runners on, he's the guy who you don't have to get through a Melvin Upton Jr. and his 110 strikeouts and his 307 on base percentage in order to get to the big bats. And I know that there are a lot of people who can't really get their heads around that yet, and I hope that as time moves on, we'll learn that. But the truth of the matter is, the leadoff guy for me is not about the first inning. It's about the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. I want those guys up as often as possible, especially in a lineup like this where there are good hitters at the bottom of the lineup like Devin Travis, who looks like he's going to be hitting ninth. Hopefully that sinks in. And I want to make clear, the last caller referring to Melvin Upton Jr. as uppity, he didn't come up with that. He had heard that before. I do think that there's definitely a racist connotation to that, and we should not use that, please, as a nickname. Let's talk about happy things. The Blue Jays are in first place by a half game. And if they win tomorrow, they'll be in first by a game and a half. Aaron Sanchez against Chris Tillman. We're on the air at 12:30 for a 107 first pitch. Make sure you join us then. Have a great Saturday night. Bye-bye.